Penguin Audio presents The Devil's Code by John Sandford, read by Richard Ferrone.
Chapter 1. St. John Corbet. A beautiful fall night in Glen Burnie, a Thursday, autumn leaves kicking along the streets. A bicycle with a flickering headlamp, a dog running alongside, a sense of quiet. A good night for a cashmere sport coat or small black pearls at an intimate restaurant down in the district. Maybe white Notre Dame-style tapers and a rich, controversial senator eating trout with a pretty woman, not his wife. Like that. Terence Leiter would have none of it. Not tonight, anyway. Tonight he was on his own, walking back from a bookstore with a copy of Smart Money in his hand and a pornographic videotape in his jacket pocket. He whistled as he walked. His wife, April, was back in Michigan visiting her mother, and he had a 12-pack of beer in the refrigerator and a bag of blue corn nachos on the kitchen counter. And the tape. The way he saw it was this. He'd get back to the house, pop a beer, stick the tape in the VCR, spend a little time with himself, and then switch over to Thursday night football. At halftime, he'd call April about the garden fertilizer. He could never remember the numbers, 1264 or 623 or whatever. Then he'd catch the second half of the game, and after the final gun, he'd be ready for the tape again. An unhappy thought crossed his mind. Dallas. What the hell were they doing out in Dallas with those recon photos? Where'd they dig those up? How'd that geek get his hands on them?